Man, Chuck Brown, we lose the godfather of go-go on Wednesday. Goodness, we lose the queen of disco on Thursday, Donna Summer. Online right now is gospel singer Darwin Hobbs, who was a dear friend of Donna Summer. She even performed on one of his albums. Darwin, good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
Man, tough loss for the queen of disco. Now, you guys actually did an album together?
Well, she actually performed and I'm honored to say this, I was the only contemporary gospel artist, actually, that she performed a duet with on my Vertical album.
She was such a good friend, she even charged her.
No, man, she's just the kind of person Donna was. I mean, we tried to say, you know, offer her some money. Angie Winans actually wrote that song, and she was like, you know, and she's a humorous lady. She said, no, I'm not going to charge you, and you can't afford to pay me what I charge you anyway. So.
I haven't heard that Donna Summer was sick.
Yeah, well, let me just, you know, everybody's shocked, even people that are, I think, call themselves probably close to Donna, because she was a very, very private, very, very private person. And I'm not sure that anybody knew she was sick. I think even members of her band, I don't think, really knew. But she was very private. She and her husband, Bruce, which, you know, I guess rightfully so. So nobody, I don't think, knew. And I think over the last year, she just kind of chilled out and took her privacy to another level. So it's a shocker.
Was she a heavy smoker?
No. Donna, unless it was in the past, I mean, the very, 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 very far past, I mean, Donna was, man, she was a big health freak, as a matter of fact. When we were around her back, my wife and I, Tracy, we met she and Bruce in Nashville in the late 90s. It was where we lived. And I met her through a producer named Nathan DeJezer. We went to church together, Donna and all of us. And, I mean, we were just buddies of theirs. This is how that she ended up singing on my album. But I mean, we were Sunday dinner buddies, you know. And Donna, my best memory of her is, I mean, she's really like a huge family person. I took so many examples from her. Like in my house, if you come to my house, you don't see any awards or any of that. Not that I've won a lot, but you don't see any of those hanging around. When you went to her home, no, all those Grammys she won, you didn't see one of them. You didn't see any of that stuff. You couldn't even tell she was a music business person. She just had her paintings, which she was a huge painter, like a Picasso kind of painting.
Yeah.
Those were all hanging around her home, and because she was an amazing painter. And but she... Man, she one day took me and my wife, Tracy, they had two homes in Nashville, but she took us one day. We were upset about not being able to conceive a baby, and she said, let's get in the car and go for a ride. So she took us to this ranch home they had, and we went out there, and we didn't know why she was taking us there. Man, she took us in that house, and she probably spent 2 hours.
Singing Love to Love You, Baby.
She put that song on and said, now let's see if we can make this work. No, I'm just kidding.
That song was about 2 hours long.
Yes, it was. She took us out there, man, and she prayed for us and, you know, just, you know, encouraged us. And Donna, man, she was an amazing person.
How many children?
She had 3 kids. She had Mimi, which is her older daughter, through her
first marriage,
and then Brooklyn and Amanda, and actually Brooklyn Sedano, she's a huge actress. She played
she
on
was
the
on
show
a...
My Wife and Kids.
Yeah,
she played the son's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she also was on a soap opera. But and then Amanda, you know, they're great people. She just taught me a lot, man. She taught me to eat pineapples. You know, Donna was 63 years old, and her voice was so clear. She had a little regimen of eating pineapples before she would sing, because she said that provides clarity to your voice. And she, I mean, she's 63, and just I think a year ago, maybe she had a number one Billboard hit. I mean, the song "Love to Love with to Paris with Love." I mean, number one. I mean, she's 63 years old. She still toured.
How long ago was it? Her last tour. Was for this?
They were on tour, you know, just last year, and maybe I call it tour. Maybe, I don't know. It may have been just like spot dates, you know. But she still did shows. And Nathan, my friend Nathan, was her band director. Which is funny because I, I'm, I hope that he will, in some way, he and Bruce choose to let some people hear some of the song that she never released. I mean, we got another duet called I Want to Hold You that we did together, and it never was released. But it's a beautiful love song, and hopefully maybe I'll get to sing it one day. Of course, it won't be with her, but just definitely will miss her. She
did you and your wife conceive?
After that
2-hour prayer?
No, but let me tell you something. We are still believing for a conception, and because we feel that that's part of our destiny to have kids and to give love to kids, and if we can't conceive, then I'm sure there's plenty of babies that need a beautiful home that we have and beautiful love that we can give them. So we're just considering all that right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, keep playing Love It, Love You, Baby, and don't put on Last Dance.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record some of my own love songs, and maybe that'll work.
There you go.
All right. Darren Hobbs reflecting on the great Donna Summer, the queen of disco, day of the age of 63. Darren, thanks a lot.